listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender. I surrender, Lord, I surrender my all to you. I surrender, Lord, I surrender my all to you. Come and change my life, come and change my heart, I surrender my all.
God bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. I just want to thank God, hallelujah, for being so awesome. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God. You know, I'm so excited to serve my Heavenly Father because, like I've always said, every day, hallelujah, is a new adventure with my Heavenly Father. Amen, hallelujah. And before I go any farther, I just want to thank all of you brothers who are helping us with the program, hallelujah, financially, hallelujah. We thank you, and it's been a blessing. And praise God, we thank God for all of you. And I want to thank God for all of you who are calling and writing to us in the name of Jesus. Right now, brothers, hallelujah, we're going to bring a message. I'm going to entitle it Choose. Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to entitle it. Choose, hallelujah, for the honor and the glory of Heavenly Father. But before we go into the Word, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, today for allowing me to be here again, Lord, preaching your Word, Father. Father, the victory is ours, and I pray for each listener. Hallelujah. Father, you touch their hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Father. And Father, the victory is ours in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And by faith, I'm calling it done. Amen and amen. I would like for you to open your Bibles to the book of Joshua. If you have the Bible with you, if not, hallelujah, you can write the scriptures down, hallelujah. And we're gonna, just go into the Word, hallelujah, quickly. Praise the Lord. And remember, we're entitling the message, Choose, hallelujah. It's up to you and it's up to me, brothers, hallelujah. The choice is yours and the choice is mine, praise God. And I wanna read out of the 24th chapter of Joshua. Joshua chapter 24, and I'm going to read one verse, hallelujah, and that's going to be verse 15, praise God. And brother, I just want you to know that God is awesome. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, hallelujah, shall never pass away. And that is beautiful, praise God, because our Heavenly Father doesn't change. He's still the same, hallelujah. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we just thank God for that, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. All right. If you have your Bibles, turn to Joshua chapter 24. We're going to read verse 15. We already prayed, so we're going to go into it pretty quick here, hallelujah, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Word of God says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen and amen. You see what Joshua was saying here? He said, choose, hallelujah, choose you this day, praise God. And let me tell you, choosing to side with God's word is a continual challenge. It's not something you do just once. It's a process of choosing to believe and act upon the word of God over and over in every circumstance. That's what everyone has to do. Years ago, I decided I was going to choose Jesus. Since then, I've had to choose him again and again in situations every day. I've chosen him as my Lord and Savior. I've chosen him as my healer. I've chosen him as my financier. I've chosen him as head of my household. I've chosen him as head of my ministry. He is the head of my ministry, brothers and sisters. Praise God. And I still have to choose him moment by moment. Sometimes that choice gets tough. But God has promised, praise God. Listen very carefully to what I'm saying. God has promised it. The choices get tougher and tougher, praise God, to make in these last days. Praise God. But God has promised it will never get too tough. Listen, God has promised it will never get too tough for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, he says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. What the Lord is saying is that he will not allow you to be subjected to a temptation you're unable to overcome. With every temptation, he'll make a way of escape. He'll always make sure you have a choice. The devil doesn't come tempt you while God is off somewhere else, unaware of what is happening to you. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, brothers, hallelujah, is constantly there with you, providing you with a way to overcome. In other words, God matches even the toughest temptations with the weapons and power you need to conquer them. He always makes it possible for you to choose life. Oh, brother, let me tell you. We know that, life is full of choices. And every time we choose, hallelujah, to do something, praise God, we take sides. Like I just told you, I chose Jesus to be my financier, my healer, my Lord and Savior, praise God. I have chosen him, even though things get tough, even things get out of control sometimes, praise God. I always go to the Word of God. I say, Father, what does your word say about this situation? And God will always provide, brother. He will always provide a way of escape. He will not permit you to fall into a temptation that will discourage you, that will destroy you, that will make you backslide. God is not that kind of God. He is not that kind of Father, praise God. So it's your choice, brother. Choose who you're going to serve, God or the devil, praise God. Now, let me explain what I just said. A lot of times, we listen more to the devil, like I've said before, than to God. The devil come to you and say, well, you're sick. You got the flu. And let me tell you, these past weeks, praise God, the flu has been really hitting everywhere. Hallelujah. And where I work at, praise God, hallelujah, including some of our members, but they have learned to rebuke it, brother, hallelujah. At work, where I work at, I'm telling you, that flu is laying people out. But you know what? We choose to carry that flu. You choose to carry that flu with you, praise God. Because Jesus already nailed it to that cross. So every time you're sick, brother, I'm not saying that sickness will not come upon your body. It will. But we have the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, like the Bible says. We can overcome, praise God. We choose to, we either choose to carry that call, all the way through, or we choose to listen to Jesus, obey the Word of God, where it says that by his stripes you were healed. Glory be to God. But God, every time, it doesn't fail. God doesn't fail. He will supply you. He will, provide you with a way to overcome, hallelujah, all these things, hallelujah. He will make sure that he gives you an opportunity to choose. And let me tell you, he is always telling us to choose life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians, praise God, chapter 10, we'll probably turn there in a couple of minutes. God tells us, brother, that, every, it's not something something out of this world when we get sick, when, you know, when we start having financial problems, hallelujah, it's going to happen. We're in the world, but God said that He will deliver us. He will get us. He will provide a way of escape. Glory be to God. So what you and I have to do, brother, is choose to serve God. Choose to obey the Word. Choose to act on the Word. Choose to put the Word first in our lives. Put God first in our lives, hallelujah. And we will, brother, hallelujah, overcome all the situations, hallelujah. The Word of God says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, hallelujah. So God is, He is supplying us, praise God. For every temptation, He will always supply you with the weapons, hallelujah. He will always supply you with the perfect Word, hallelujah, to bring against this situation. Yes, Jesus is my healer. He's my Savior and Lord, hallelujah. He's my everything. He's the head of my ministry. My wife is not the head of my ministry. I am not the head of the ministry, hallelujah. It's Jesus. He's my Heavenly Father. They are the head of our ministry, brother, hallelujah. And let me tell you something, praise God. Hallelujah. He ought to be Lord in your life. He ought to be head of your life, praise God. And let me tell you, I am so excited because every opportunity, praise God, hallelujah, that comes to my life, hallelujah, or let me put it this way, every time temptation, sickness, whatever comes my life, I know that I have the Word of God, hallelujah, on my side. I know I have God on my side. I know I have Jesus on my side. I know, praise God, I have the Holy Ghost. I know I have the power, I have the authority on my side, hallelujah. So even though you have to constantly choose, I know you will always make the right choices, because I know that every time up till right now, brother, I can tell you that I have always made the right choices, praise God. And the right choice is to serve God and let God take care of the situation, praise God. And I know that if I ever get the flu, which I almost did, hallelujah, man, praise God, I married a couple, praise God, on Sunday, hallelujah. And let me tell you, praise God, Monday, that flu just came upon me, praise God, I couldn't even talk, hallelujah. It was terrible. But you know what? I got up and I said, I choose to be healed. I am not a sick person seeking for my healing. I am a healthy person protecting my health, praise God. And I start to rebuke that flu, brother, hallelujah. And man, I'm telling you, praise God, it did. It left. He left me alone, praise God. And I'm telling you, I had the victory. And I will always have the victory, praise God. Because even though the devil struck my body with the flu, I rebuked it in the name of Jesus. I did not accept it. That flu did not have my name on it, praise God. And I know that every time the devil tries to put sickness on me, I remember what Jesus told me. He said, I carried that sickness on the cross of Calvary. I nailed it to the cross. So there's no reason, praise God, for you to carry it. And I say, hallelujah, Lord, praise God. I know what you mean, praise God. And I rebuked the flu, glory be to God. Can you believe that? I married a couple Sunday and Monday morning, praise God, it was on me, praise God. It was on me like white on rice, praise God. But let me tell you something, I chose to be healthy. I chose to be healed. I didn't choose to stay sick. Hallelujah, because the Word of God doesn't show me that. The Word of God tells me I don't have to be sick. It doesn't have my name on it, praise God. And like I just said, God will always, praise God. God matches even the toughest temptation or the sickness or whatever you want to call it with the weapons and power you need to conquer them. So I conquered the lying devil Monday morning, praise God. I conquered the flu and I conquered everything that came on, praise God, to me on this week that it just passed, hallelujah. Why? Because I decided, praise God, that nothing was going to take control of my life. I decided that my life belongs to God, my life belongs to Jesus, and they're the ones who are going to take control of the situation, praise God. All I had to do was, you know, thank Him, hallelujah. Thank Him because, you know, He has given me the victory, and I just want to thank God. And that's what you have to do too. I don't care what you're going through. You might be sick right now, this very moment, praise God. But let me tell you, you don't have to be sick, hallelujah. You don't. You might be going through financial problems, praise God. You don't have to. God, hallelujah, will always provide you. He will always, hallelujah, give you His Word. He will always, hallelujah, provide you with a way of escape. Praise God. You know what? if your marriage is going down the drain, I mean, I hate to say it that way, but if your marriage is about to be busted by that lying devil, if you choose to keep your marriage, hallelujah, together, but we're separated. It doesn't matter. You choose to keep your marriage together. You choose to keep your family together. And God has to honor that prayer. Yeah, but it's been 2 years. It doesn't matter. Praise God. How long did it take God to create the universe? Hallelujah. You know that with God, one day can be like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years can be like a day. There's no time limit on our Heavenly Father. So we have to choose, brother. We have to put God's word ahead. And we have to put God first in our lives. Praise God. And we have to choose what's right for us. Hallelujah. You know, if we read that chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 28, you're going to see that God tells us, choose life or death. Choose blessings or curses. Choose. And he tells us, he gives us some good advice. And he's giving you some good advice. He says, choose life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, no matter, every morning that you get up from your bed, every morning, praise God, or every night before you go to bed, hallelujah, come in agreement with Jesus, and you tell him, Jesus, I want to choose, hallelujah, to do what you want me to do. Heavenly Father, I'm going to choose your will and not my will. Praise God. I choose. It doesn't matter how hard it's going to be. It doesn't matter how tough it's going to be. Because let me tell you, some choices will be real, real tough. But God will not leave you alone. God will not leave you. He will always be there. Hallelujah. It's like I just told you, the devil doesn't come tempt you while God is off somewhere else, praise God, unaware of what's happening to you. God knows. He's aware of what's happening to you. He's aware of what the devil is trying to set, what kind of trap the devil's setting before you. God is aware, brother. He's not asleep somewhere. Like I've told you before, he doesn't go on vacation. He didn't skip town, praise God. He is aware of what's going through, and he's right there with you. He's right there telling you, now, what does my word say, son? What does my word say about that? I tell you that you're more than a conqueror, praise God. And I'll tell you what, in a minute, hallelujah, we'll turn to 1 Corinthians. So, glory, hallelujah. Brother, even though I know the times are tough in these last days, but now we really have to show, hallelujah, our faith. Now is the time we have to look and see if we are truly rooted in Christ, if we are truly rooted in the love of God. Because let me tell you, look at all the shootings and everything going on, schools and praise God. I mean, it's terrible. But you know what? You and I, every morning we get up, we choose, brother. We choose to obey God. We choose to do His will. And I'm talking to children too, praise God. I'm not talking about just to adults. I'm talking to those teenagers out there. They're Christian brothers, hallelujah. You know, the devil will always try to destroy you, steal from you, and kill you. But God wants for you to have life and have it in abundance, hallelujah. Oh, glory, brother, that's enough to make me shout. That's enough to make me have church, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, that's right. You have to choose every day. Father, I choose to do your will. It doesn't matter, Father, how hard it's going to be. It doesn't matter how tough it's going to get. But I choose to obey you. I choose to do your will, Father. And there ain't nothing the devil can say to change my mind. Oh, it might be tough, but I'll hang in there, Father, with you on my side. I'll hang in there with you, praise God. You see, God won't leave you alone. He's there with you. All you got to do is turn to him and say, Father, get him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All you have to do is turn to his father and say, Father, this is a tough one. This is a heavy load here. Help me, Father. And God will be there he'll be there to give you the victory. Praise God. Let us turn to 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, and let me read verse, praise God, chapter 10. Verse 13. Now, check this out, praise God. The word of God is powerful, brother, hallelujah. It says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, listen to this, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Oh, glory be to God. Isn't that like what he says? We're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. He will not permit you, brother, to go through it. I mean, if you're in a backslidden condition, that is not God's fault. And I want to talk to you today, hallelujah. If you're in a backslidden condition, praise God, why don't you decide? Right now, praise God, decide to serve God. Decide to turn your life around. Decide to come on back home, praise God. Decide to serve God again. Repent of your sin, praise God. And maybe that's the reason, I mean, I'm telling you, praise God, maybe that's the reason you're going through something, brother, hallelujah, sister, because you gave your back, you turned your back to God, and God's still there with his arms wide open telling you, come on back, son. Come on back, daughter. Why don't you decide today? Choose who you will serve. Hallelujah. Choose to serve God. Choose to serve our Heavenly Father. Just turn around and come on back home. God is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you with his arms wide open. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He don't want you to get lost. But God will never, never allow something to come upon us that we will not be able to handle. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 is saying. He will never, I mean, he's not an evil God. He's not mad, hallelujah. He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us, hallelujah. He wants what's best for us, hallelujah. And let me tell you, glory be to God, if he only knew how much he loves you, you would come running back. Yes, hallelujah. Come on back to him, praise God. And remember, God will always make a way of escape. He will always, hallelujah, help you out. And I want to encourage you today, if you're in a backslidden condition, praise God, come on back to the Lord, praise God. If you're kind of if you're waxing cold for God, come on, turn the heat up, praise God. Let like one of God's servants said, I can feel it in my bones, hallelujah. Come on, stir that faith up. Turn on the knob and let the flame, praise God. Let the fire, praise God, come on back, hallelujah. Let the fire come, let it burn, hallelujah, for the Lord, hallelujah. Come on back home, hallelujah. God is waiting for you. Jesus is waiting for you. So are we, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So now if your marriage is, even though you're divorced, hallelujah, and you believe, hallelujah, if you believe that God can straighten it out, he will. He'll straighten out. Now if your children have gone astray, if the devil has taken them, praise God, to his land, keep them in prayer. Keep them in prayer. Put them in God's hands, hallelujah, and he'll bring them back. Glory be to God. If you're having financial problems right now, trust God, brother. Trust God, hallelujah. And say, Father, I know that you can help me. I know that you can help me. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. God doesn't want you to go bankrupt. God doesn't want you to be sick all the time. No, God is there. Choose to serve God, and you will see the greatness of our Heavenly Father. You will see the glory of our Heavenly Father. Praise God. When you choose to do this, hallelujah. Joshua said here, I choose to serve God. Even my family is going to choose God. You know, nowadays, a lot of parents, praise God. Oh, I don't know, but I'm going to get into this a little bit, praise God, because I want you to learn something. I don't want to say it that way, but I want you to understand something, praise God, that nowadays, in these last days, our children are a lot of times, your children, our children are the authority at home. You know, a lot of times we want to take them to church and they don't go. Praise God, they don't want to go. And then your family members probably tell you, well, don't take them. I mean, they'll just become more rebellious. I mean, praise God. You know, Joshua took a chance here saying this, brother. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Brother, if you're the head of the house, you are the authority, praise God. A lot of people say, well, I don't take my children to church because they'll just rebel more. Let me tell you something. They're still rebellious. That's why they don't want to go to church. So take them. But nowadays, you know the doctrine nowadays to a lot of people? Nah, don't take the children. Don't take your kids. Don't force them to go to church. That's not right. Oh, praise God. Let me tell you something. I believe that we should take our children to church. And even though they have an ugly face in church, even though they're mad, let me tell you something. They are still listening to the word of God. And the word of God will penetrate into their spirit. And the word of God says, train the child in the ways of the Lord, that when he gets old, he will not depart from them. Praise God. Let me tell you. So, take your children to church. Praise God. That's the best thing you could do. Hallelujah. But choose to serve God. Praise the Lord. I remember when my son, praise God, my youngest son was the one that was the most difficult, hallelujah. But you know what? I kept pumping the word of God into his heart, and he didn't want to hear it, and he didn't want to go to church, and he didn't want to do this, and he didn't want to do that, praise God. But let me tell you, my wife and I kept, my older son and my daughter, they gave themselves to the Lord before my youngest son did. And he would always try, oh, praise God, I don't know, my time's running out here. But let me just finish this. But we pumped the word of God in his life, and right now he's saved, full with the Holy Ghost. He is a musician for the Lord. He plays some music. He makes his own music, praise God. And my son preaches, praise God. My wife preaches. My daughter, I mean, that she sings. I mean, it's just awesome. But you know what? I never gave up. I kept pumping the word of God, even though they would get, especially my youngest son, even though he would get mad at me, praise God, I would still, praise God, preach to him, bring him to church. But let me tell you, I chose for them to choose God. Even though at that time they didn't have, I was the one citing for them. But thank God that they became Christians. They became children of God, sons and daughters of God. But you know what? Let me get back to this, praise God, because I don't want to go too much into that. But God will always provide, praise God. Will always provide, praise God, a way out. Choose to live by the word. Jesus is the way. Choose him. Choose to live by the word of God. Choose Jesus. He is Lord. He is the way, praise God. And let me tell you, at the end of the program, we're going to be giving you the phone numbers, praise God. And I want to steer you up this morning, praise God. I want to steer you up, call us up. We'll be praying with you, praise God, hallelujah. We'll be praying for you. Glory be to God. And again, hallelujah, I just want to thank all of you brothers, hallelujah, that are helping us financially. We still need more help, praise God. But I'll tell you what, we thank God for the help we're getting right now. Help this program, hallelujah, to stay on the air. Praise God. You know, as all you know, we have another program in another station. It's a Spanish station, but praise the Lord, hallelujah. We just, I preach English and Spanish in the other program because we have a lot of listeners, a lot of Hispanic children, praise God, that don't understand Spanish that good. So I do it bilingually on the other station. But I'll tell you what, we need, hallelujah, to keep preaching the word of God on the radio. And if possible, the TV and everything, brother. But let me tell you, choose today who you will serve. Choose who you will serve. If this program is a blessing in your life, keep praying for us. You feel like helping us financially, ask God what he would have you do for us. And we just thank God for all of you. Praise God. And we love you. God loves you. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. For the honor and the glory of God.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida, 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.